Thanks to our sponsor, the Crazy Fitness Guy Show, is sponsored by Black Plea locks up distractions so you crush your fitness goals. Autism Strong style. No more time wasters, just pure gains. Get Black Plea now. Link is in the show notes. That is Black Plea. Say goodbye to distractions and hello to success. Before you crash for the night, try breathwork in bed. Their guided sessions help you unplug, slow down, and actually rest. Head to breathwork in bed today and start your free 28-day trial so you can wake up more focused, more calm, and ready to tackle your goals. Visit a link in the show notes. Sorry, my bad. I mean, visit the sponsorship page in the show notes. Hey, it's Jimmy Clare. Overwhelmed? Tick-tick to-do list turns chaos into clear steps. Set it, tag it, crush it. Then move. Your goals won't wait, and neither should you. Download Tick-tick to-do list and get it done today. It's cross-platform, and they also have a nice free, generous free version as well. Go to tick-tick-to-do-list.com or visit the link in the show notes. Learn new ideas every day with Deep Stash and make your next workout, study session, or work day more productive in just a few minutes. Visit deepstash.com to find out more or check out the links in the show notes.
Get ready to unleash your inner awesomeness with the Crazy Fitness Guy Show. Hosted by Jimmy Clare, renowned professional keynote speaker, podcaster, and autism advocate, this show is all about embracing what makes us unique. Join Jimmy as he shares inspiring stories, experiences, and expertise to motivate and educate. Make sure you follow our show so you never miss a brand new episode. Now let's dive into the show.
Jimmy Clay Speaker on Facebook and Instagram, and Jimmy Clay Speaker on Twitter. You can follow Crazy Fitness Guy at Crazy Fitness Guy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure you subscribe to This Weekly Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, the Wisdom app, and Blast Radio. I know, Wisdom users, I haven't posted recently on the platform. I've been busy, and I've been all over the place. After this, I will next time, I promise. I'm literally all over the place. Blame my math. I really do. I hate math. And if you ask my tutor, he was like, I love math so much. He doesn't sound like that, but I said it's great to good. And once this episode goes live, you can listen to Apple, Google, Spotify, Spreaker, and wherever you get your podcast, and 1,000 different other platforms. It feels like it. If you want to help support the show, keep it going, and lights on, etc., subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get behind-the-scenes access, listen ad-free, and more. And extra bonus, well, you'd like to say, if you want special sales to only newsletter subscribers, consider subscribing to Crazy Fitness Guy's monthly newsletter. You get amazing sales. Gee, I wonder who said that. Anyway, last but not least, if you want some cool swag, like that logo in the your right, my left corner of the screen, you make sure you go to Crazy Fitness Guy's mall to get some swag. You won't find it anywhere else. Well, except for the platform that's on, but make sure you go on to crazyfitnessguy.com and check out the mall or visit that link below. Sorry, it's not a copy and paste, unfortunately. Why can't somebody put me a QR code in this tool, damn it? Anyway, I digress, and I might have a couple of more rants, can't promise. Okay, I'm going to... Anyway, today, my guest is Sean. We're going to figure out what he's been up to, what he's doing, and let's just get him out here and Let's just have a dive into the show, shall we? Hey, Joe.
Hello, hello, hello. How are we doing today, Jimmy?
Good, how are you?
Doing amazing, doing amazing. I can't wait to dive into a juicy conversation with you today.
So before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, how you got started, and why you got started?
Yes, of course. So my name is John Daniel. I am a health and fitness coach for all people that are really trying to understand how our bodies work and how we can really just achieve the highest versions of ourselves. A lot of the times we don't necessarily know that first step to take in order to really feel the best version of ourselves. And so what I do is I help you come to conclusion in your mind what works best for you and really how to get there for yourself. About 6 years ago, I was in college athletics. I wrestled in college and I went into the corporate world and I was sitting in a cubicle one day and I realized, this isn't the place for me. I think I need to be doing exactly what I grew up doing, which was teaching people how to participate in sport and how to level up in both their mind and body. And so after that one day of sitting in my cubicle, I left the office and ultimately stepped into my passion of being a fitness and health coach. And here we are today, helping hundreds of people accomplish that mind and body alignment.
That's amazing. And I knew I liked you for some I knew there's something about you that I like. I definitely like sports. I do karate 3 days a week, and I work out in my own home 3 times a week, so 6 total. Sometimes I have 6 varies once in a blue moon if I'm like really, really hurting. I mean, I also stretch and whatnot, but if like my wrists are not very strong, I feel like I have very weak wrists, why my hamstring is not strong, and plus I didn't practice when I grown up. Sue me. It's got me 30 years of life, so it ship has sailed, don't care. No one could ever force my signature because it's always blah, 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 blah. I can't even. I mean, let's be honest, a 2-year-old could probably write better than me. But anyway, I digress. But I love working out. I work out 6 days a week. Like I said, varies depending on if I know sometimes with my push-ups at night after karate. And if there's like a push-ups in the workout, whatever I'm doing, or just whatever video, I'm like, I'm gonna take it easy on this push-ups tonight. Today, and it's like might go on my knees, or I might just choose a different workout for the part of that routine, just because I don't want to injure my wrist. Especially it's my right wrist where I write everything on my tablet or whatnot, and I use it mostly for typing and everything. Like, nope. Try my left one instead. It's useless crap.
Yes, I understand completely. A lot of the times, especially when we go through sports, we notice we're not getting any younger. And when we start to exercise and we keep exercising as we get older, we start to find that the movements don't really work the way that they used to. And I completely understand where you're coming from, Jimmy. After wrestling in college, my bones almost feel like, and my bones and my joints and ligaments feel like a rusty door hinge at some points. And so we always have to figure out, well, what can I do today that's going to, for one, be sustainable, right? I need to actually like working out. And if I'm hurting all the time, then it's not really going to be sustainable. So we always just have to find those things that work for us and actually feel good, right?
Exactly. Every time when I'm gonna throw him under the bus, so sorry, but not sorry. My dad always complains about how sore and stiff he is, and it's like, gotta get a stretch, and he's like, shut up. And it's like, I mean, he says it in his fatherly way, but it's like, but I'm like, you know I'm right. He's like, yeah, you're always right. And it's like, exactly. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again? I'm always right.
Yeah, I totally hear you. I think the funny thing about working out in general is we always know what's right for our own bodies too, right? And so as long as we can do those things that we know are right for our bodies, we can really start to enjoy the process of working out. For myself, when I was wrestling in college, That was very, very intense, and it really hurt my body. And so years and years later, now I'm sitting here, I'm like, I can't even imagine going into a wrestling room and trying to do what I used to do 5, 6, 7 years ago, right?
Yeah. So, like, you know, talking about knowing our own bodies, like, I know I can't do lunges anymore because I've injured myself one too many times with lunges. And people's like, but it's all on the different workout plans and whatnot. And it's like, doesn't mean you have to do them. Every time I just do lunges, like, there's about a billion other workout exercises I can do. I'm going to take one of those and put it in.
You're totally right. And I think that's where some people go wrong is whenever they want to get in shape or, you know, they want to lose fat or gain muscle, they just go online and they find this cookie cutter workout program or diet to follow. And what I've found after the years of coaching people, that workout program or diet wasn't built specifically for them or their limitations or restrictions. And so what happens is because of this, people are just unable to stick with it. Who's going to go and do lunges like yourself when your body's not working well with it? So we always have to find those things that our body works well with so that we can do it for a long time. Because the end goal here, yes, it's to be healthy. But if we start to think 20, 30, 40 years down the road, well, for myself, in terms of sustainable health, we want to be able to carry our groceries in when we're 70 years old. We want to be able to pick our grandchildren up. We want to be able to do all of these things. And so we have to think about in the long term, or what we are doing right now, is that the long-term vision? And is that going to help us with that goal, right?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how you feel about this, but I really feel like that there programs that are coming out these days or platforms these days, they should have a trainer where, and I don't mean maybe everything on the trainer, but then they should be like maybe a second person and say, hey, if you have extra challenges, whether it's autism or whatever else, I mean, there's a long list, and I mean, I could literally make an episode out of a long list of extra challenges, but I'm just going to use the cookie cutter phrase, extra challenges, etc. And I feel like there's somebody should be there in the video, whether it's a trainer with somebody or another person, saying, hey, if you're in a wheelchair or you have autism or whatever it is, here's some alternatives what you can do. So you're not just falling, hey, this is not built for you. And we're not going to help you out. And then what I see is frustrating, and where I see some people on social media, like with extra challenges, like they might be struggling with the right form. And I'm not saying like there's like, it might be only good form for their body that they can do. So I'm not making fun of anybody, but where I get frustrated is that it's like, well, these people might injure themselves if they don't have an alternative so that they don't have to be like everyone else. And he was like, who wants to be like everyone else?
Yeah, you're spot on. And I completely agree with you, especially within the online digital world. A lot of people screw up by going and following all of these fitness influencers, and they try to do all of these fitness influencer workouts. But at the end of the day, that's not really solving this customized issue or goal that we have. And we have to understand what our bodies are really working with. And as long as we understand what our bodies are working with, then we can start to put together some of these pieces to the puzzle, right? And so what I've realized is if you're just going on Google and searching through the thousands of results that pop up there, you're on social media and you find a fitness influencer and they're telling you to do X, Y, or Z workout or nutrition plan. Well, what happens is it's not providing any real support. Right? No one to ask questions to, no one to actually give you guidance in all of these movements where you may have some restrictions or limitations. And so what happens is people are just left all alone trying to figure out what movement is best for them, what diet is best for them, with no real support to ask questions to, unless you've got hours and hours of spare time to go and search through the thousands of results that pop up on Google. But I think, Jimmy, you and I both know, especially with all the math that you have to get done, that there's really no time in the day for that. And so people just continue to stay stuck in that same cycle over time again, and it gets very unmotivating, demotivating. And so with my process, what I actually do is I create a very customizable approach that's specifically tailored to your body, your restrictions, your limitations, some of these goals that we have in the long term, so that we can understand what we're doing every single day is actually right for our bodies and what that vision is. And what's cool with my process is you actually do have video demonstrations that give you alternative movements for maybe some of those limitations that we do have, so that we know every single day when we do go to the gym or we're working out at home or whatever we can do for that day is actually right for our bodies and what we're really trying to do.
That's amazing. I feel like you're like the first person I talked to, and I could be wrong, but I feel like you're the first person I talked to who's doing something like this, because, you know, I wish like all the top fitness brands out there would follow along, because like, hey, you know what? People with extra challenges need to work out too. And it's like, we're just like everyone else. Well, mostly just like everyone else, but and it's like, we need to stay in shape. And it's like, I was like preparing for this speaking engagement that I have coming up, not to give away my whole topic and everything, but a little sneak peek preview. Like I'm talking about the pain points of healthcare, that, you know, my need of care is much different than yours and someone else's. And I get tired of people, and even some doctors that I may know or known and never ever seen ever again. I mean, that's just my personal thing. And they used to like, well, the average person, and it's like, now, how do you measure that scientifically? Like, that doesn't sound like a scientific method, does it? The average person. That sounds like the average. It's like, is that the normal cycle on the washing machine and dryer? Because there's no such thing as average.
Totally. And you're spot on. It just goes off of that whole basis of finding a cookie cutter workout program and diet to follow. And I think that what we realize, Jimmy, is the workout program or diet wasn't built specifically for them. And so it's not a scientific thing. That's just a fancy word that they like to slap on there. And what happens because of that is people are just unable to stick with this stuff. And so they're just left stranded, struggling with the same problems that they may have before, trying to fit, you know, what I like to say, a square peg in a round hole. It's just not going to work. And so instead, what we have to do is we have to build an entire fitness plan around your life and what those limitations may be, so that you can stick with this plan with as little resistance as possible, because then that's what's going to do is it's going to be able to allow you to reach your goals faster without ever having to worry about falling off again. It's almost like putting in a custom order for your health, right?
Yeah, exactly. So my next question for you is, how do you think we can get people in the fitness industry to get to, hey, we're stuck in our own ways, to, hey, let's, you know, let's be unique and offer a wide variety of things, so people with extra challenges, whether you're tall, small, or tall, or autistic, or CP, anything else goes, etc.
Yeah. Well, what I really think is we have to understand, as consumers or people that are looking for a workout plan or a diet, we have to be understanding of the types of people that can work with us. And so if you think about going to the grocery store and you go to Walmart and you're going to grocery shop for all organic food, what you're going to find is, yes, there's some organic food in that grocery store, but it's not going to all be organic. And so if you think about when we go to Sprouts or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, wherever you're at in this world, and we know that those grocery stores have those organic foods primarily, well, we're more likely to get success in finding those organic foods when we go to a Whole Foods or a Sprouts compared to if we're just going to Walmart. And so what I think within the fitness industry is, a lot of the times we, as people that are looking for nutrition plans or workout plans, we go and shop at what I like to say the Walmart of the world for all of these health and fitness coaches. When in reality, we really need to understand that we got to go to the Sprouts in order to find that right organic food, and in translation with what we're finding for our body and what our main goal is here. And so, obviously, the flip side of this equation is, well, how do we tell the fitness coaches in our world right now to understand that every single body works differently and approaches working out and nutrition differently? Well, sorry to break it to you, we just can't teach every single fitness coach to do that. But what I can tell you is, we can educate the world as consumers, and we can educate them on how to pick that fitness coach that is right for them. And that's really just directing them into the Sprouts of the fitness coaching world rather than going and shopping in the Walmart, right?
Exactly. Like, you know, I've been, like, since I still live with my parents due to my college being less than like 10 minutes away from me, I wasn't going to go just move out and commute 30 minutes and 30 minutes. That'd be kind of stupid. I mean, just logically. But like, I do grocery shopping here and there. Like today, I picked up some milk and whatnot. But, not everything has to, not everybody has to go organically and whatnot. There's like, you know, I've had some nutritionists on the show, and we talked about, you know, you can get great vitamins and nutrients from frozen vegetables. It holds the nutrients longer than fresh ones. People say, I have to spend a boatload on fresh fruits and vegetables. And no, you don't. It's actually much better.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I think what it really boils down to is what works for us, right? If we absolutely hate eating broccoli, for example, well, we're not going to constantly go and buy the broccoli. But let's say we really enjoy steamed carrots, or we really like steamed corn. Well, okay, that's something that we can constantly eat because that's sustainable. And so we can't do this cookie cutter approach like a lot of these fitness coaches say, because that's just never going to be sustainable in the long run. So what I like to do is, I like to reverse engineer this whole process for both our diets and our workouts, so that once we find what we like and what works for us, then we can just build on top of that. And so what I do for all of my clients, for example, within that first week of onboarding with me as one of my clients, I have what's called a discovery week. And in that discovery week, I have you log all of your foods of what a normal week of eating looks like for you, so that we know just right off the bat, okay, this is what you enjoy eating. And from that point, then we can start to understand, well, maybe instead of just creating a completely different nutrition plan and saying you got to eat chicken and rice every single day, maybe we just say, all right, maybe we take out a little bit of this and add a little bit more of that within the current meals that we're already eating. And by doing this, we can actually sustain this for a very, very long time. And again, that's the whole main goal here. We want to be able to create a permanent transformation that we can stick to for a very, very long time.
Like for me, one of the things I eat, or in this case, drink, I have a health shake during lunch, because to be honest, when I had more time, I did like to cook, but I was like, am I gonna be realistically and cook during the middle of the day? No. And I have somebody say, well, that's where you make a lot of leftovers on the weekends. And it's like, I barely have enough free time as it is, during from whether it's math or schooling, my business and whatnot. And it's like on the free time, during my free time on the weekend, I'm having free time on the weekend. I'm not going to spend it cooking in the freaking kitchen all day long. I'm just
Exactly.
being realistic. I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just saying, let me be real. I'm still living with my parents at the moment, and I'm not going to spend all day cooking. Okay, let's. I'm just going to throw a random number. 20 pounds of rice, and then. Probably not 20 pounds of rice. I'm just throwing random numbers. Oh, crap, more numbers. Damn it, math. See how it sneaks up on you?
does.
Evil math.
I totally
You
get
will let
that.
you do numbers.
The cool thing though, Jimmy, is when we think about what we like to do right now, that is sustainable. And what I always like to say is if we're trying to be healthy, we obviously need two main things in this process. We need nutrition, of course, and we also need the working out part of it. And you may have heard the saying, you can't out train a bad diet, right? Well, check this out. On average, an individual works out about 4 times per week. That's 16 times per month. An average individual also eats 3 meals per day, which equals about out to 21 meals per week. And that's 84 meals per month. Now, which one do you think is more important when it comes to where you want to be? Does it really matter how much you're working out if you're totally bombing it on the diet, right? And so if we're constantly not acknowledging what we're eating every single day. And if we do have time constraints, right? If our time is consumed by mathematics and we don't have time to go make that meal, that is totally fine. We can have shakes. Now, if we are having a shake for every single meal of the day, every day of the week, now we're probably not going to be getting all of the nutrients that we really need. But that is one thing that I do every single day as well. In the morning, I know I have a very, very busy schedule. So I'll make sure to have that protein shake in the morning so that I know that I'm getting a proper amount of protein in my diet while also eliminating some of the time constraints that making prepped meals may have. The other thing that I really like to recommend to people is there are meal prep services out there that you can find that you love these healthy meals. And from that point, you just have these meals ordered to your house and you pop those in the microwave. It takes about 10 minutes. They're in plastic meals. And so you can just throw them away after you're done. I hate doing dishes. It takes time to do that. And so having that with the time constraint also can help as well for some people.
And I was also just thinking, like, so my next question for you is, what do you think a proper diet should look like? And could you give us, like, paint us a picture of that? Because, like you said, the cookie cutter on every little thing, but just like overall, like, how much of this, how much of that? Is it a balance thing? How does one get into this?
Yeah, of course. And so, for starters, we all know that we need to have a balanced diet. But what does that really mean, right? Especially if we're really busy and we don't necessarily have all the time in the world. Some people say, well, you have to have 7 fruits and 7 vegetables a day. Well, if we're really busy, I may forget about all those, and I'm probably not eating all of those 7 fruits and vegetables before I go to sleep when I remember after my busy day. And so there's a couple of ways we can do this. For one, we can organize our time in the day and we can understand, okay, maybe I set a reminder on my phone to go and eat that apple, to go and eat that tomato. I really love tomatoes for some reason. They're big and juicy and I love tomatoes. Or maybe if we don't really have the time to do that in our day, we can also do supplementation. So there's a lot of supplements out there. For example, greens. You can use greens to get the daily intake of your fruits and vegetables in. So they have greens and reds powders that are allowing you to just put a scoop of that in, shake it up in your water, and you're on the go. Perfect. Now you've got your fruits and vegetables in for the day. So incorporating a balanced diet really just means having those fruits, those vegetables, those whole grains, those lean proteins and healthy fats. And what I like in my diet, especially for that lean protein, is beef. I love steak. I was on a chicken kick for a while, and then after doing that for about 6 months straight, I was like, I think I need some red meat in my life. And so I started to shift to more of a beef-focused diet. And I think a lot of the times we're always surrounded by all of this information. Maybe I do this diet, maybe I do that diet, maybe I do this diet. Well, at the end of the day, as long as we're just incorporating the fruits, the vegetables, this protein and these healthy fats, we're going to be moving in the right direction. And so what this does is this basically balances your macronutrients that supports your energy needs and overall health. And your macronutrients is just a combination of carbohydrates, fat, and protein. And you'll find a lot of the times, just by eating these whole foods consistently, you're naturally getting your daily intake of what those macronutrient levels should be. So just choosing nutrient-dense foods over those processed and refined options like McDonald's, for example, that's going to be very clear of what direction we're going to be headed. Now, in terms of what we go and we look for in the grocery store, I think as long as we focus on those whole foods for those people that don't know where to start, that is going to be a great start. And then as you start to eat those more whole foods more consistently, you're going to start acting out with a little bit more energy. You're going to start feeling a little bit more better. Your immune system's going to be better. You're not going to be getting as sick as much. And so from a starting point, I always just like to recommend, let's keep it simple. I'm not going to throw this diet, that diet, or this diet at you. Let's just focus on those whole foods, getting those fruits and vegetables in. And then as we start to evolve and we can stay.
Hey Warriors, Jimmy Clare here, Ty of Mainstream Fitness B and my Crazy Fitness Guys Elite Podcast. You'll get exclusive merch, exclusive episodes, and bonus motivation or divergent wellness hacks. Level up your game now. Go to crazyfitnessguy.com and click on the mall link, or click on the link in the show notes to view pricing and more information. I should make some vegetables for the side, along with either some rice or potato or whatever. And I'm like, why do you keep forgetting this? And it's like, well, I don't remember. And it's like, well, the meat is in the freezer or the refrigerator. And it's like, it's one drawer down or two drawers down. Come on. This is not rocket science. I'm sure if he's watching this later, he'll be getting me the, he might tell me he's go scratch. And the politest Ray ever. But I've been learning to figure out how to get more vegetables in. I've been taking vitamins in the morning. I did research about these too, just because I felt like I wasn't getting enough energy in the morning. And I was like, yeah, I used to take vitamins when I was growing up, and then I stopped. But I found these ones where they were tested, like, that went through third-party testing. It wasn't just like, hey, I'm just going to throw something out there. Like, oh, it's these chewable things and has powder on them. It was like, I don't think these are vitamins. I was like, this is more like, it tastes like chalk. I one of them happens to be like, I forget the name of the brand, so I'm thinking I got off the top of my mind, but because I'll just screw up the names. But I'd taken multivitamins. I take a vitamin C supplement because, like, I go outside, but not much during the winter, because it's cold, and like, screw this, I hate cold weather. And now it's getting warmer, and I'm like, let me go outside. But I'm also taking vitamin C because I believe that it helps with immunity and whatnot, so I don't have to be worried about germs or karate. Not like I'm a germaphobe or anything, and I'm not making fun of germaphobes or anything, but just saying, it's like, this is a combat sport, contact sport, and it's like, let me just make sure I can stay healthy and not feel like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna get sick, and because like one wrong cough and I'm gonna something like that. I mean, I was coughing on me, but you're sharing pads, you're sharing gloves and this and that, and like
I get
anything.
it. I totally understand that. I think that vitamin C is a great supplement to have, especially if you're in a contact sport. That is one thing that I used a lot when I was wrestling because it's very similar, right? You're in the same room, you guys are touching each other. Just making sure that your immune system up during that time is very imperative. In terms of a couple of the supplements that I always recommend, obviously, it really depends on your individual needs and habits and lifestyle and all of these specific health conditions. But I always consider multivitamin because that can help fill those nutrient gaps within your diet and provide some essential vitamins and minerals that is really just necessary for overall health and well-being. The other one I always like to recommend is a probiotic supplement. And the main reason why is because probiotic supplements contain beneficial bacteria that support your gut health and digestion. So they may also help boost this immunity as well and reduce symptoms of digestive issues like bloating or gas. And so a probiotic is always something that I recommend. Now, on the flip side of that equation, I always recommend magnesium. And the reason why I recommend magnesium, because that is involved in over 300 biochemical reactions within the body, and it really plays a crucial role in muscle function. And so when we think about muscle function, well, if we're wanting to go work out and we're wanting to see progress in the gym, muscle function is probably a good thing that we want to have. And so adding that supplement of magnesium is always going to help alleviate some of those muscle cramps when our workouts are going. It's going to promote some relaxation after those workouts are done. And it's also going to help support some cardiovascular health as well. So those are really the three main things that I always say that can pertain to everyone. Now, you also do have the vitamin D supplements and you have the protein powder and you have the turmeric or turmeric and you have all these other things that you can include. But from a starting point, I always recommend those three.
So, my question for you next is, where can people find those? Because, like, I know there's GNC, but they're, let's say, sometimes a kind of out of price point for some. And then my, and I mean, just in this day and age and economy and whatnot, and not going political wise or just stating facts, I see the prices, it's outrageous. So.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest tools that I use for myself and all of my clients is you can actually download this app on your phone. It's called Yuka, Yuka. And it's basically a mobile app designed to help people make healthier choices when it comes to shopping for food. Maybe it's personal care products, maybe it's these supplement products. And it really just provides with information about the nutritional quality, potential health impacts of products by scanning their barcode or searching them in the app's database. And I think that this is really, really cool because then you can start to educate yourself a little bit more about, what's in these supplements. And so, like I said, with the main three that I talked about, we can go and we can find what the top brands are for those specific supplements that are science backed and they are FDA approved and they have been tested and ran through all of these trials. And we know that what's in them is actually right for our bodies. I think the coolest part about that Yuka app is users can customize their preferences and dietary restrictions in that app to receive personalized recommendations tailored to their individual health goals and needs.
Does it look like something like
That
that?
was it. Yep.
Perfect. All right, I done my phone. Yeah. So, I'll be honest with you on one thing though. I mean, I'm always honest. So, but truly honest on one thing, and I'm sure I might get some pushback on this, but oh well. Just being honest, I learned this in my nutrition course when I was in personal training and in college before I switched my major five different times, which drove my parents nuts. And I love telling that story because it's true. I still drive them nuts. But the thing that I learned it in my nutrition course is that just because there's FDA approval, it's great to a standard, but the standard is
lowly. And there's no pushback there. There is no pushback whatsoever. I think that
I'm not saying the pushback from you. I'm sure that if the FDA sees this,
they may have something different to say. But you're spot on, Jimmy. You know, we live in a day and age where the FDA, you know, they'll tell you to go eat a donut before eggs, for example. And so we got to kind of understand really what there's a very fine line of what we listen to. But in terms of the supplementation, right, if we are picking a supplement that we are wanting to try, just making sure that it's not some new product that hasn't been tested that's released to the market, I think is just best practice there.
Like for me, what I've been doing is when I'm looking for something that is not just FDA approved, I might look into, I forget that one organization. It was like a .org or something that tests to. Oh crap! I saw it on the ball but multiple times. It's gonna come to me later tonight, and it's gonna annoy the heck out of me. I've seen it done it before, but anyway, there's like this third party out there that also does testing. It sometimes like goes hand in hand with the FDA, but a little bit better. Again, nothing's like bulletproof 100%. So it's kind of also on the consumer end too. But if that company at the FDA go, if it's hand in hand and everything, I'm like, okay, it can't be all garbage. But when it's like, oh, it's FDA approved, and every time I see those like commercials, and it's like, I don't know if I would put that in my commercials because the bar is low. And I mean, and I don't know what it is to get FDA approved, but I mean, like, I know it's big name, people like, oh, well, it has to be good, it's FDA approved. But I have to learn that in my nutrition course. And I mean, it was an introduction to nutrition, but we went into some details about it because I might ask in class, like, so what about the FDA approved? And basically my professor basically said, it's garbage.
Yes.
It's straight like garbage.
Yep. And we do have a few other organizations like the CDC. We have, you know, I think the other one is the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Yeah. As well.
And to be honest, I'll give some helpful feedback to just on that, just bashing all of them. But I think where they could get a standard like the other third party organization, again, I don't remember the name off the top of my head. Sorry, I have so much else information in my head that I can't remember every single brand name. But I don't even think it's really a brand, but anyway, it's just to be helpful and not just be a critic and everything. I think one thing that there could be more helpful is that if somebody higher up would just cut some of the functions of each one of those and say, hey, you know what? This, let's just say for an odd, a different number, let's say this, the FDA has like 20 different functions, let's just say, I don't know, it might be too low, but let's just pretend 20. And let's say, okay, well, let's cut like more than half, so that way they can do A, B, C, and D very well, versus, hey, yeah, we're going to try and make you do every little nook and cranny because it does not work. It's like, I know it'd be more money, but you want to spread it out around many different things because they're not doing the best job that they could be doing because, they're maybe they're understaffed or under power and whatnot. And again, I'm just trying to be helpful. So, and so I'm not saying fire them. I'm just saying move them into different other organizations. And it's like, okay, instead of FDA is Food, Drug, and I think Administration or something, take them and put those other two in other spots and create other groups so that they can focus on just that. And even for like cybersecurity, I know it's a different topic, but group cybersecurity, that's all you do.
Yes, I totally agree. I totally agree with you there.
And again, nope, not political, just seeing what I'm seeing. That's it.
Exactly.
I make a promise. There's no politics on the ship. I will say, and if there is ever a thing, I always say, I hate them both parties.
I think a lot of you can agree with that.
Yeah, and just being honest, I'm honest. Always 100% transparency and honesty. That way, I can never have to me memorize a lie. So my next question for you is, how do you think people can start getting into working out if they hate it?
Yes, I love this question. If you hate working out, all you have to do is we have to look at things that we enjoy doing in terms of leisure activities. So, for example, a lot of my clients don't actually like going to the gym to work out. But what they'll find is maybe they like going on walks outside on hikes. And what we can do is we just have to look at the things that we already enjoy doing and maybe add a little bit more intensity to those things. And so we don't have to look at working out as going and lifting 150 pounds or going and running 3 miles or doing all of these things that we have resistance in. All we have to do is, okay, what do I actually like to do? Well, if we like to maybe ride our bike, amazing. Let's go ride the bike for 30 minutes a day. And that is going to be that workout. And the whole point of this is creating a sustainable game plan, right? And so maybe I don't like to ride the bike. I don't like to go hiking. And maybe I just like to throw the ball around with the baseball. So we can go and add an additional 30 minutes of when we do that. And now we're getting our exercise in. And so we don't always have to look at working out as something that we don't want to do. We just have to currently look at the things that we enjoy doing and maybe add a little bit more intensity to that so that there's a lot less resistance to actually losing the weight or building muscle or whatever that goal is for us.
I totally agree because, today is a nice day. I live in an area where the mailbox is not down near the end of the driveway. It's on the other side of the complex, and I mean it's not very far. It's like maybe 25 feet,
Yeah.
not very far. And so I like to go. It's kind of like my short walk there and back. And I mean, I would go from, when it's very warm out, I go further and I can go further. But during cold weather, I'm like, I know I'm in my heavy jacket, but I'm not walking the cold. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not walking the damn cold.
I can attest to that. I live in Austin, Texas, so we don't get too many of those cold days. But on days where it's very, very hot and AC is my best friend, I can understand that as well.
I can imagine how brutal it is hot in Texas.
Oh man, right now it's not too bad. It's actually perfect climate this time of year. But once we start rolling around to that start of spring and getting into the middle of summer, oh boy, it gets to be very suffocating, especially with that humidity here.
It is here in Pennsylvania as well. The humidity is very high, and unfortunately, there's no pool in our area. Like, well, we're going to keep this area open. It's like, it's one big giant grassland. How about we get to dig a pool? No. Yeah. Well, building a pool.
See, sorry, I can't. As well, you know, if somebody doesn't like to work out, okay, well, if it's a beautiful summer day and you like to hang out by the pool, well, let's go get some swimming in. That's enjoyable, right? So that's another way we can incorporate some movement into our routine.
Luckily, I have some friends that have pools, and it's like, hey, I'm going to bite myself over.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to clean it and just get to show up and swim.
Exactly. That's the best of both worlds there.
Exactly. And then somebody else has to clean it. So, a couple of questions for you. What are some easy things people can incorporate to start living a healthier life? I mean, we went over supplements, nutrition, fun ways to work out, but there's other things like I thought of one just now, and I mean, if my idea is kind of dumb, but like I'm looking for better shades for my room. Like I'm looking for room darkening shades. I found like 3 for $60 on Amazon, because the shades I have in my room, they're wooden, they're heavy as hell. And I mean, like, I'm a pretty strong person, but sometimes these get stuck, and I'm like, these things are not user friendly whatsoever. Just like the stuff in my closet is not very, let's just say the shelving in my closet is literally like you would find in an art gallery. It's not very user friendly at all. I mean, like, it's like this wide, and you can only fit like one pair of shoes here. And, you know, this is practically for everyday use. And it's like, I asked my parents, like, can you get a manufacturing name so I can write to them? It's like, thanks for making this useless piece of artwork that you call shelving. But are there some like other ways, like for me, I'm looking for room darkening shades to get better night's sleep, because my room is at the front of the house, and so I get, when traffic comes through here, they're bright on my nice wall, and so I'm woke up and say, someone keeps shining their brights in my room, I wonder who it is.
Yes, of course. I think as we think about how to live a healthier life, some things that people can do starting today is prioritizing that sleep, like you said. So we may need to get some darker shades. The second thing that I always like to talk about is our water intake, because our bodies are made up of 60% water. And so if we're not drinking enough water, well, our metabolism doesn't like to work the way it really should. Obviously, having enough water in our day is going to help that process. And so if you are somebody that wants to just start today, well, we can think about the sleep and we can think about the water. Maybe just go have another glass of water. There we go, Jimmy. Exactly. And so
I just flask.
Exactly. Now your water is kept cold too. I've got one of those right here with me as well. The hydro flask is where it's at. As well as those whole foods that I mentioned. So starting to get an understanding of maybe incorporating a little bit more of those whole foods in our diet, and then just starting with the activity that we already know we like and going to do that a little bit more. Maybe we go walk to our mailbox. Well, let's make that a goal to do it every single day this week. And so that once we start to do that a little bit more, as well as incorporating that sleep, as well as incorporating these whole foods, naturally, all of these bits and pieces of the puzzle start to fall into place. And then we start to open our eyes into what else is possible and what other goals do we want to really chase within our body? And ultimately, how do we feel better about ourselves every single day? And so those are a few starting points. If you do have a busy schedule and you can't really make it to the gym, I always recommend ordering some resistance bands off of Amazon. That's going to allow you to get in a quick 20-minute workout in the comfort of your own home. And I think they're just really fun as well. And so that could be an option. Obviously, as we come around the corner of summer, getting outside, going swimming, those are always good options. And again, if we can just focus on those main two things of our nutrition, our sleep, and also our own mental health well-being, all of this is really going to fall into place.
Great tips. And I have to say one thing about the bands. I literally got a adjustable bands, all basically just attached onto each of the handles. I think a pack of those was $20 on Amazon. And I love bands because you can't cheat. I seen people when I used to go to their gym, people was like, I'm swaying back and forth with weights. It's like, yeah, that person's not going to injure themselves. And then weeks later, I see them 2 months later. It's like, and I overhear them, and I remember hearing this person in the gym when I used to go to the gym. They say, I injured myself. It's like, who predicted the future? Me.
You did.
Yeah, I injured myself working out. It's like, anybody else scan this on footage? Of course, I didn't say that. I could have told you that. Okay, because I didn't say that anything like that whatsoever, but I kind of wish I did. But so my last two questions for you. Who's your favorite podcaster and why? And feel free not to say me.
Well, you're definitely up there now, especially considering I've been on your show. My second favorite podcaster behind Jimmy Clare is got to be, and I will say this from, I'm constantly listening to podcasts, so this will constantly change my answer, but I really like to listen to Jay Shetty. And Jay Shetty has the main reason why is because he has the most calming and relaxing voice, and just throwing on his podcast in the morning really allows me to get into a nice and peaceful state of mind. So Jay Shetty's number one right now. But if you ask me next week, that answer might be a little bit different.
Crazy fitness guy.
Jay Shetty.
I said that. It was not you.
Crazy fitness guy.
I gotta get Jay Shetty on my podcast. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be super cool.
So my last question for you is, where can people follow you, find you, and learn more about who you are and what you do?
Yes, of course. You can primarily find me on Instagram, only John Daniel, only JohnDaniel. That is where I'm primarily posting a lot of content, educational value, a lot of these tips and tricks that I mentioned today on this podcast for you guys. That is where I primarily am located. I'm also on LinkedIn, YouTube, as well as finding me on my website at www.simplesavagefitness.com.
Awesome. I hope you will come back on the show again sometime this year, because I definitely enjoyed the conversation, and obviously you can always learn more about fitness, nutrition, etc.
Of course, Jimmy. Thank you so much for the chat today.
Let's stay in touch.
All right, let's do it. Talk to you later.
See you. So that's all the time we have for today. If you enjoy it, subscribe. Comment, be nice though, and let me know what you thought. Think of it, leave a review, and share it with your family, friends, etc., and anyone else you know. In the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated. I'll be back for another brand new episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast, / Regular Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. In the meantime, peace.
Hey Warriors, Jimmy Clare here, tired of mainstream fitness BS. Unlock Crazy Fitness Guys Elite Podcasts. You'll get exclusive merch, exclusive episodes, and bonus motivation or divergent wellness hacks. Level up your game now. Go to crazyfitnessguy.com and click on the mall link, or click on the link in the show notes to view pricing and more information.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Crazy Fitness Guy Show. If you enjoyed this episode, this leave us a review so more people can find us. In the meantime, use the links in the show notes to subscribe to our monthly newsletter, shop for swag, read blog posts, watch videos, and listen to the latest episodes. In the meantime, visit crazyfitnessguy.com to see what we are up to in between episodes. In the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated.